This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Sometimes, though, stuff just wears out because of normal use, not a thing usually covered by warranties. And sometimes that stuff is really big. Millions and millions of mattresses and box springs are thrown out in this country every single year, both the sheer number of them and their bulk, creating expensive challenges for waste managers. So some states are looking to have consumers share more of that cost. Independent producer Brita Green has that one.
I'm standing on the warehouse floor at Goodwill Industries in Duluth, Minnesota. Mattresses and box springs are piled almost 20 high along the walls and walkways, like towering layer cakes of florals and pastels. Workers hustle through the maze. Ultimately, they'll take each of these mattresses apart, layer by layer. They strip the fabric and foam by hand and use a machine to peel the spring cages from their wooden frames. Greg Conkins is the facility's operations director. He lists off the resale value for the mattress parts, starting with the cotton.
We are getting 4 cents a pound. With the quilted toppers, we are receiving 3 cents a pound. The foam is at a current rate of 10 cents a pound, and that has been at that rate for probably 8 years.
This recycling process is time-consuming and expensive, and you're not going to get rich doing it. But it's increasingly desirable to waste managers. They want to avoid sending mattresses and box springs to landfills. That's because these things take up a lot of space, and they're hard to keep buried under the surface. They tend to rise like marshmallows to the top over time. The most valuable piece for resale is the steel coils, the spring cages. But foundries often won't accept them in their existing form. Konkin says they have to be much more compact.
Because it's like shipping air when it's not compressed.
At first, this Duluth facility had no way around this problem. But then it worked with local researchers and engineers to build a specialized machine to crush the springs. For Conkins, that machine made all the difference financially.
I'm going to use the word godsend because if we didn't have it, we would not be producing a recycling of mattress program. We wouldn't be able to be in the business.
He now recovers about $2 per mattress, and most of that comes from the steel. Back on the warehouse floor, a worker loads several spring cages into the machine to be crushed. Under the roar, you can hear the metal snapping and breaking. And then, miraculously, out comes a compact brick of steel. The machine's inventor, Clint DeRoss, looks on. I ask him how much these bricks weigh.
Depending on this, how many mattress springs, but they should be somewhere between 80 and 100 pounds per bale.
They kind of look like you could just pick them up.
Yeah. Go ahead and try.
Yeah.
Still, Goodwill Industries has to charge a fee for every mattress or box spring it accepts to keep its program viable. Three states recently started asking consumers to pay this expense up front. Now, in Connecticut, California, and Rhode Island, anyone buying a mattress or box spring pays about $10 extra. That money goes to funding recycling programs, offsetting the cost of infrastructure and labor. Here in Minnesota, waste officials are watching those programs and may move to follow their example. In Duluth, I'm Brita Green for Marketplace.